Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Reporters from InfoWars Nightly News, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, PresentPlanet.tv. You're going to have more on this tonight, obviously. Who's hosting? You, Jakari?
Jakari.
So we're going to have more on this tonight. But, Leanne, during the break, you were going into the Internet deal, what I mentioned. But give them the actual subsections on that. And then, David, run over those other final points on this draconian tyranny.
Well, you know, what this really shows, Alex, is that they talk about themselves as being stakeholders. Actually, they see themselves as being slaveholders, and we're their slaves. And if anything comes out of this, nothing could be more clear than that Obama is not about transparency. Obama is merely a puppet of large multinational corporations. This agreement makes it perfectly clear.
Next, you're going to say the sun came up this morning.
That's right. They've had at least 19 meetings on this. They said they were going to get this done by the end of the year. This all started under the Obama administration in 2010, this particular trade negotiation agreement. And this covers everything. The chapters that we got today are really a wish list for NSA, for Hollywood, and for Big Pharma. But there's stuff in there for all the big corporations. The bankers have their part in there to stopping legislation that's going to rein in derivatives. We've got jobs being moved offshore. We've got food safety being taken away by Monsanto's interest. And we've got energy being having a fork stuck in it.
And the same groups want the borders open.
Exactly. So this is what people need to understand. And a lot of people are starting to wake up, especially people on the left are very concerned about this. Predominantly because of this chapter that was released today that is essentially bringing in CISPA. You know, they tried ACTA, PIPA, CISPA twice. Now they're going to get this in through the TPP, the same things that they were trying to do as far as the ISP.
Can't get it in Congress? We'll just do it internationally.
Do it internationally. Go over everybody's head.
Leanne, you've got some of those sections.
Right. Well, speaking about the ISP, so file downloads could be criminalized, right? So now your internet service provider is going to be basically like the copyright police. So it's going to monitor everything you're doing online. And if you do anything that it doesn't like, it's
spying on you. And they're already doing it.
Yes.
This just puts it into some type of law.
And it gives you a three strikes type system. And so if you break it, you know, you break their rules three times, you're out. You're off the internet.
You're banned. You're banned.
Website.
Individually banned.
You are banned. Whatever computer you're
on. And that's why Microsoft's coming out with the Internet ID. Google is unifying it all. It's all an NSA takeover, Greg.
Hmm. Well, remember that the Internet was started by DARPA. It was originally a DARPA project. So maybe it's kind of been a pump and dump strategy the entire time.
You're right. Continue.
And also, too, speaking about the offshoring of jobs, this basically it eliminates the Buy American. So it allows foreign corporations to bid on contracts here, and they say, oh, well, that's good for the U.S. because we can go and bid on procurements contracts overseas. No, it's opening up our borders, our country, so that foreign countries can bid on contracts here.
Well, these things are always selectively enforced. There's federal law that most of the federal money has to go to small businesses. None of it does. I mean, it's all written to be selectively enforced. I mean, if you're Tyson Chicken, you can ship any chicken you want. If you're a small chicken operation, you do one thing wrong, you're all going to jail.
But it's bringing everything together. They've had regional trade agreements, as we talked about before. You know, Bilderberg, one of the first things they did was talk about the euro and the EU. And now that they've got NAFTA and they've got the European Union, they're bringing these things together. That's what these agreements are getting larger. And with the U.S. kind of at the central focus, we've now got the Trans-Pacific Partnership as well as the North Atlantic Free Trade.
And they merge all three, as the Trilateral Commission said,
yes,
all three of the super unions together, destroy the old sovereignty and create 10 mega regions within the three.
Yes, because
I read that in a book that was written a while back.
That's right.
2,000 years ago.
Process happening now that you've been talking about for decades, that's been going on for many decades.
But we're really getting up to it. Real open corporate world government.
Yeah.
And he's trying to fast track it to make this happen by the end of the year. So it's like, what, another month? And the TPP, it represents 40% of the global, the world's GDP. But what Obama has initiated even beyond that is the transatlantic trade.
Stay there. We got to talk about this, then we'll go to calls. This is important.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry for QE Unlimited, former Fed official says. I mentioned that in the first hour today, but we're going to get into it more. That's on CNBC. He said it's a transfer to offshore banks, a direct robbery of you and your family. Where have I heard that before? Because that's what it is. You've heard it here over and over again. Now, a top Federal Reserve official has gone public. Continuing, Russian lawmaker proposes bill outlawing U.S. dollar, says collapse will take place in 2017. I don't think it'll go that long. This is all by design. That's just some of the news. Drudge is reporting amnesty dead for now. That's in the Washington Times. I don't believe Maynard for a minute. At InfoWars.com, poll shows that almost half of Americans believe Obama knowingly deceived them. And again, that's going with a mainstream poll. How about 10%? Believe Obama. NSA can track your location even when your phone is turned off. Secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. Seattle police detective. The Seattle police have now come out and said that they have deactivated their spokesman, as the sergeant says, the Wi-Fi spy grid after privacy outcry. So that's big news, you'd think, but the state-run media has not covered it. Also, schools' new spy system places children under complete surveillance. That is just some of the news up on Infowars.com. And Senator Cornyn from Texas has just gone public minutes ago on Fox News and called for a banning and the abolishment of the Obama scaminator, excuse me, the Obama fraudinator, excuse me, the Obama gang takeover by criminal forces. I'm sorry. There's the actual headline. Put it back up for me. Cornyn calls for halt to Obamacare navigators on heels of undercover video that, of course, we first yesterday interviewed the head of the Veritas Project, James O'Keefe, here. That's investigative journalism going to Democratic after Democratic office. Of course, they're supposed to be 501c3, tax-exempt, nonpartisan groups administering and getting money to be the navigators. But you show up, and it's literal. We salute Mao Zedong. We will get the guns. We're bringing Texas down. We're battlefield Texas. It's over. Command force, prepare. Up with Stalin. I mean, it is Bolshevik Revolution stuff. But they won't even get the Bolshevik Revolution. It'll be worse than that with foreign banks robbing their family. But they don't care. Bringing America down is what it's all about, and they love it, love it, love it. I'm ranting. I said I'd go to your phone calls. Michelle and Aaron and Annie. Is that Michelle or Michael? No, it's Michael. I'm suddenly, like, the lights are in my eyes. At a certain point, for 2 hours on air, I get to where I can't read anymore at a distance. Forrest, Jeff, Annie, Aaron, Michael, and others. So that's all coming up. I promise I'm going to your phone calls. But if I start ranting, it's because I'm marveling at just David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, still in studio with us, really been covering these different partnerships, the EU, the North American Union, SPP, and the two Asian unions, all set up by the Rockefellers on record, all merging. And Leanne, you were getting into that before the break cut you off, getting into these different partnerships that just circumvent America, Congress that is involved isn't allowed to tell the public. I mean, this is just outrageous. It's just like the NSA spying is illegal. They just, as a government and corporate culture, they're committing mass crime against us, just setting the precedent by overwhelming us. And I think that's what they're doing. What do you think they're, well, finish your point, Leanne, I want to ask both of you, what do you think the in-game stratagem is here? I mean, do you think it's going well for Team Tyranny against Team Humanity?
Well, they're definitely lambasting us with tyranny and, you know, just one after the other. So it is kind of distracting. You're like, which debacle do I deal with now? The point I wanted to make was that the TPP represents, all the countries that are involved in the TPP represent more than 40% of the world's gross domestic product. But Obama has initiated another, it's the TTIP, which will cover more than 60% of the world's GDP. So this is huge. So why is it not transparent? Why can't people do
this? No one's talking about this on the news.
Not the mainstream media.
Lou Dobbs on Fox Business, maybe. And that's the thing. They literally are talking about the new tallest building in the U.S.,
and you would think this would be news because this is something that's going to really affect domestic businesses, small businesses. They're not a part of this. They're not stakeholders. Mm-hmm. It's simply the multinational corporations. You look at Obamacare and you see how this is, people are realizing to some extent that they've been betrayed, they've been lied to about what's going on with Obamacare. And just like we saw the massive transfer of wealth that this guy is apologizing for from the Federal Reserve banker, this Obamacare is an even bigger transfer of wealth than the TARP bailouts were. It's a much worse deal for everybody, and they're starting to realize it because of the website, because it's a mandate on them personally. It's much more difficult to get people to see these bigger issues. It's one of the reasons why I think WikiLeaks leaked this particular chapter, because it deals with medicine and it deals with privacy and the Internet. People can understand that. They're trying to get people to understand that. Other things like offshoring of jobs, letting the bankers run free with these derivatives, shutting down energy, the food labeling issues, those are harder to get people involved in. But nobody is covering it except for the alternative media, or what I like to call the authentic media.
Yeah, what is the term? I mean, the rebirth of the real media, non-state run? I mean, well, what do you call us?
I think it's authentic is what I call it, because we talk about what we see.
How about the pro-human media? Yeah. How about the pro-justice reality media? I call us the reality-based community.
Well, you know, in terms of authentic, when we see something, we report it to the best of our ability. That's what you do. You know, you don't make us, you don't filter this. We're able to go through and analyze something and talk about it. There's not an agenda that we have to follow that we can't talk about this.
And the last thing the media, exactly. The last thing the media, the establishment media wants is for us to connect the dots, too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They don't want us to point out this is part of two other agreements, all merging them together. They don't want us to point out that all the money that was given to the Congress to sign on to this.
Mm-hmm.
But Congress can't just say, we now give our right to make law to this group forever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what
they call it fast track.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. With fast track, they got a trade representative who goes out there. They're going to go
a czar.
Exactly. They're going to negotiate this in secret. They're going to get hit with this 3,000-page, million-word document. If the other chapters are the same size, they're going to have no time to consider it, and it's not going to be done like a real treaty. It's just going to be a simple majority, and it's just going to be a simple majority of whoever's there if they've got enough to have a quorum. We've seen that type of thing happen over and over again. That's the way they got the Federal Reserve Act passed. Mm-hmm. They did it, you know, on the holidays. We saw Obama sign in the NDAA with indefinite detention on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. They do this kind of stuff when people aren't around. They fast track it. It's very subversive. But the more they try to become secretive about this, the more obvious it is to people what they're doing. Even if we don't see the details, we know exactly what
exactly.
They're doing.
And again, I'm not tooting our horn. I want to get your take on this, Leanne. We're going to go to break, come back with calls. But we're just a pro-liberty media organization. I'm an aggressive, you know, leader of the organization. We've got all these great reporters and researchers and folks that send us tips. But we're not that special, other than the fact that we're willing to tell the truth and point out the elephant in the room. And that's what's so crazy about this is we put out a report from a leaked document about the police illegally grabbing everybody's data. It's clearly illegal, just like the Google cars were.
Mm-hmm.
And the police, within 6-7 hours, suspend it because the city council goes, you're not supposed to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And the police know that they've committed a crime under Homeland Security. Just because the feds told you it was okay and you watch shows like 24 where they do illegal stuff, this is the real world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Al-Qaeda works for your bosses. So the police need to get through their head that they're part of a criminal takeover. But look at how no state-run media has even covered this. It really shows how controlled they are.
Mm-hmm.
You think they'd want to cover this.
Right.
This is bigger than the Snowden stuff. This is NSA-installed, paid-for snooping arms, tracking and grabbing everything you're doing, hacking your phone.
Listening to you whenever you're in public. Mm-hmm. It isn't just if you're on the internet. It's like if you're
microphones, cameras.
They got microphones. They got facial recognition. They got voice recognition.
License plate readers.
Absolutely. So this is
black boxes in your car, and they go, now we're going to start taxing you with it. We paid in the price of the car for a mandated box that they're going to tax us with, and then we were against it. They went, don't be a conspiracy theorist. We won't tax you. Now they're like, we got them in. We're going to tax you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, these are crooks. Leanne, what do you think of all this? What do you think? How long have you been here? Because I know you already knew about a lot of this stuff. You got a journalism degree from UT. So you're already a smart person. But being here 8 months or so, is it 8 months?
Seven.
What has it been like for you?
Well, at times when you do turn on the mainstream media or something, or even just things that are going on, it can be very discouraging because they really are ramping up the tyranny train. Like everywhere you look, it's like, geez, where does it end? Where do the tentacles stop? But it's also because they are just turning it on, like really getting it turned up, people are waking up. And it's like the harder they push and from every area that they're getting in and taking our liberties away, it's making people wake up all that much faster.
What does your gut tell you is going to happen? Because we've all had private discussions around here about just leaving the country, but there's nowhere to run.
Right. Yeah, there's nowhere to go because just like the TPP, this is pushing out the same types of things that they've gotten done that are really bad, like what they've done with the pharmaceutical companies, evergreening, for example.
We're going to skip this break, by the way. We're going to skip this break. Go ahead.
But, you know, we're one of only two countries that has any patents on surgical procedures, and so now they're going to push this out to everywhere. So where are you going to run? You can't run somewhere else. You've got to try to fight it. But it's coming on very quickly. There's not much time. They've been talking about this for 60 years. They are implementing it now through the TPP and through TAFTA and these other mechanisms. And they're doing it on multiple fronts.
I have a 1937 New York Times original somewhere around here. I got it from Bernadine Smith out in California that runs a Second Amendment group. I got to find that. It's somewhere around, and it's the New York Times. She actually bought a bunch of them. And it's actual New York Times showing the 10 regions and how it would be part of the 10 global. You have 10 global mega regions in the world government. It says world government. And then 10 regions here, no more states. And it's like, wow, they're still trying to do the same plan. Yeah. But now they're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Multi-generational, they've had this plan, and they're following it through multiple generations. And we're at the very end of the game right now. Because you know, they don't necessarily need to do another step. As I mentioned, they've got both TAFTA and TPP. We're at the center of it.
And for folks to know, the Rural Affairs Commission with the Department of Defense over it, it's there to shut down small farms.
Yes.
I mean, this is a military takeover.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I say that over and over again. It is.
And I'm hoping
it's a systematic, scientific shutdown of human society with giant mega Walmart command bases sucking everything dry, putting us on welfare so we can be socially engineered.
I'm hoping that both the left and the right wake up to this. The left, like Occupy, a lot of them, they're looking at this and saying, well, this is corporations. Well, it's not really just corporations. I make a distinction between people that are small businesses that operate in a free market environment and between large multinational corporations that are the tail wagging the dogs of the governments that basically dictate to them the terms that they want.
They will shut down
right now.
They will shut down entire industries and write regulations to do it so they can consolidate markets.
Absolutely.
That's criminal.
Absolutely.
It's monopolies.
Exactly.
Leanne?
I don't want to make any predictions about what's going to happen because I feel like it's just being too optimistic, and I've really become a realist as I've gotten older. And it's sad, and it's scary, because they really are clamping down.
They really are evil.
Yeah. And this TPP is like the globalist wet dream. You know what I mean? Like, this is huge for them. If there was ever a time for Americans to wake up and people around the world to wake up, it's right now. It's right now.
But it's like the Alamo. No matter how big the odds, you keep your head down and you go into it, right?
Mm.
But that is the issue, is they've already set up the system to start shutting down even the old media. And so now they're consolidating the old dinosaur media and getting them to where they will not report anything they're told.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk to media where they'll see cops shoot somebody in the back, and the newspaper says you're not going to report that. I mean, that's what's really scary, is that we're getting to the point where they're really just going to start trying to take people away. And then the Civil War starts. I mean, it's just to know that we're literally living in like 1937 Germany. I mean, we're really going into it.
Well, that's why Lieberman and Rockefeller wanted to give Obama the internet kill switch, because they know how.
And by the way, that's in place. They just want to say it's legal. Go ahead.
Well, that's what they know, how much of an influence we have. You know, just being on the internet and not being able to go on CNN or whatever, like, they don't even have an audience. They don't matter. We have a huge audience, and Drudge and Breitbart and these other, the authentic media. Our voices are being heard. People are listening, and that scares them.
And I'll tell you what's going to happen, too. When the Republican puppets get back in, the ones who are trying to shut down the real libertarian elements of the Tea Party, it's not going to work this time.
Mm-mm.
Glenn Beck has already said, I'm not a Republican anymore, I'm a libertarian, because he realizes that's where it's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing across the board. We are winning the intellectual battle.
Yes. Yep.
Notice our talking points that are based on real research
mm-hmm.
are now becoming the talking points, not because we were even that special, but because we were willing to fight and tell the truth, and I built a platform.
Mm-hmm.
My audience built a platform.
Mm-hmm.
You got people like Sensenbrenner, who was introduced the Patriot Act. He wrote many other instruments of tyranny. He actually suggested that journalists be prosecuted under the Espionage Act of 1917 a year ago. But now, this last week, he went to the European Union, and he's talking trash about the NSA police state. So even he sees the handwriting on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't necessarily believe that he's been reformed.
Sure, that's like Kerry saying he doesn't believe Oswald acted alone.
That's right.
I mean, we've won the fight intellectually, but the bully doesn't care.
No.
He'll lock us up and
I don't think we're going to be able to reform it at the top. I think what it's going to boil down to is going to be people refusing to go along with it. It's going to be the police standing down, just like the East German police refused to shoot people that were crossing over the wall. It's going to be that type of thing, like Stuart Rose has talked about, like you've talked about. It's also going to be people standing up in juries and refusing to convict people and send people to jail for these crimes.
Let me say this. If I wanted to be a big sensation hero as a stunt, I would get on an airplane, I'd fly to Seattle with a film crew, I'd get up the stepladder, and I'd bash one of those things with a baseball bat. They would arrest me. That's the new Rosa Parks. Now, I'm not telling the listeners to go do that. I'm just saying we have the moral authority. Whoever starts going after these probe droids, mm-hmm. these that we paid for, that are meant to rob our freedom and track us. I mean, imagine, I guarantee you there are thousands of folks in Seattle listening to this right now. What if they just started showing up and smashing them with baseball bats? And I'm not calling for that. I don't agree with the founding fathers that hung up posters against the king. They should have submitted to the king. And I don't agree with Rosa Parks. She should have sat at the back of the bus and shut up. I don't think you should stand up against any of this and go out there right now. I mean, it's not like I've ever gone, or anybody else around here has ever gone to billboards around town and climbed up in the night and spray painted them or anything. People always say, I just want to see some action. Folks, I was out taking action this morning. Because let me tell you, it feels so good to take physical action. And anyways, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take people at the grassroots level standing up and doing something, because Washington is obviously too corrupt. And we've got these phony people. You can even see Feinstein coming out and saying that she's upset about this. Come on. She's part of this. She's been on top of this. She knows all about it. And we've seen head fakes from her with the NDA before. There's some phony stuff going on up there. I don't know any of them that we can trust. And certainly you've got this massive bureaucracy that just keeps going.
Oh, no, exactly. Look at Obama with NDAA. He says, I'm not going to sign it. Don't create opposition against it. Turns out he wrote it.
Right.
Then he says, oh, I won't sign it now that it's passed. Signs it. It's all about betrayal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then he gets politically destroyed. Doesn't matter. That was his job. They said, you're going to take the blame. You ready? Mm-hmm. Then they'll resuscitate him, and he'll get, the next time there's a flood in Haiti, he'll get $100 million and keep it, like Bill Clinton.
Exactly. Well, and so both on Obamacare and this TPP, hopefully people can see that now with Obama.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Leanne? Last word.
Well, Rand Paul was saying at some forum this week that Obama actually wrote the part in Obamacare that takes the people's insurance away from them.
No, he did. See, I used to think he was a total puppet. Now I've done more research because it's leaked. He stays up late screwing his own people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so different from this that I've never really understood it, but now I get the mindset. Cheating people is like the thrill. Great job, guys. I'm here going to get more articles out with Kurt Nemo, more on the Nightly News with Jakari Jackson hosting. Great job, Leanne McAdoo and Dave and I. Keep it up. All right, we're going to go to break. I promise. Come back and do nothing but take your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. But listen, we are so blessed to be here. This is so rare, so historical, the position we're in. I have an incredible responsibility. And I know as a top general in this fight that I shouldn't be, outdoing the things I'm doing and admitting some of the things I do. But at this point, I just got to be honest with people. It feels so good to take physical action, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the only way I can sleep at night, is if I physically make scenes in stores about vaccines, is if I physically, deface propaganda that I paid for. I'm sick of the abuse. I'm taking my freedom back. And that's where it's at, okay? Because people think, man, that's work, to climb up on something at 5 a.m. I can't help it, okay? That's the point, is that's why I'm still alive. It's why I have energy, is I'm not laying down and dying, folks. And it's not work to fight tyranny. It's like saying it's work to breathe. It ain't work. It's living here. That's what I'm telling you. We're going to break. Coming back with your calls, please. Don't forget to help capitalize our operation. Buy your war bonds, the books, the T-shirts, the best films, the best materials, the best supplements, you name it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We got more. Again, I talked to doctors, researchers, medical people, you name it. I said, what is the best thing with this increased radiation in the atmosphere? And they said, Nation Iodine, but it's hard to find the real stuff. I did deep research, found the best stuff, tried some others. Unfortunately, they tasted like rocket fuel, made me feel sick. Not this stuff. We are the only folks putting this out nationwide. They expanded the laboratory. It's been there 40 years, 20 years, 21 years with this patented proprietary. And we have it available at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield, Nation Iodine Dietary Supplement. Oh, Leanne, I forgot you told me during the break. What has it done for you in a month? Just briefly. This wasn't planned. Tell folks real fast.
Well, Dr. Group said one of the main things would be clarity. So that was like, ooh, I'm sold. I want clarity. And one of the things that fluoride in the water does is it calcifies your pituitary gland, which some...
And the pineal.
The pineal gland, sorry. My bad.
But what has it done for you?
It has made me have so much clarity where I can put my sentences together. I don't have to search for words and names that I couldn't remember.
Well, you were always sharp, but I do see a difference.
Yeah.
It's amazing, folks. I'm telling you, look, just try it. And even if you don't like it, which you, I know you will, it supports the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com. Take the taste challenge. Take it for a month. See what happens.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, another million people thrown off their health care in California. Obama promised he wouldn't do that, but now they say he never said that, so it must be true. Obama's big lie destroying his credibility. That's what Goodwin's saying. Doesn't matter. He's a puppet. He's meant to take the blame. And the site won't be fixed by month's end. It's never meant to be fixed because you don't get free health care, dummies. Flaw allows anyone on earth to fraudulently enroll. No hope left. Americans struggle to replace canceled plans. Democrats fractured. Larry Summers, better than expected. He says he loves Obamacare. again, WebMD cashes in without telling readers they're being paid to tell folks how great Obamacare is with taxpayer money. Obamacare's mystery woman says she fell victim to cyberbullies. The woman they use on the healthcare website turns out isn't a U.S. citizen, is here basically illegally, and then she was promised to be paid, and they didn't even pay her. Well, of course they're not going to pay you. You think a gangster government pays you? I mean, they're illegally spying on everybody. The government ships in the narcotics. The government runs Al-Qaeda. You think they're going to pay you? You're lucky you're alive. That's how gangster government works. You're lucky you got anything, scum. Because when they punch you in the nose, you get up and you say, please punch me in the mouth. When they punch you in the mouth, you ask them to knock you upside the head with a baseball bat. And as you stand there bleeding to death, you thank them for everything they did. And don't worry, they're going to ship your jobs overseas, not even to build up those countries, but to the lowest common denominator, to destroy those countries. They're going to destroy you, and you're going to beg them and thank them every day because you love the government. You got all the TV shows where the government's the hero, and you go home at night and you watch those shows, and you identify with all those fake actors and feel like it's good, and you know what? It's all true. I'm the liar. Obama loves you. Obamacare's good. Fluoride's good for you. Mercury's good in the shots. GMO's good. Doesn't matter. It sterilizes all the animals they feed it to. Doesn't matter. Just, it's all good. Let's go to your phone calls. Michael in Arizona, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How you doing, bro?
I appreciate you holding, brother. Go ahead, extremist.
Yes, I am an extremist. I look forward to shaking your hand and standing next to you physically someday. I'll be as quick as possible. I know how you like.
Oh, no, go ahead, brother. You're on the air. Take your time.
All right. Well, I was Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts as a kid. I'm a Cold War fast attack submarine veteran. I'm a official member of the NRA gun owner. I'm also a member of the American Cold War Veterans Association.
So basically you're a racist, bad person.
Racist and a terrorist, yes.
Yes.
I'm also on the president's enemy list, which you can get do that through Breaking Obama. They got a Facebook page and a website as well. I got three things. I got a statement, a theory, and a suggestion for you there, Alex. And my statement is this morning, Breaking Obama, where you can get your official card carrying President's Enemy List card from, they posted a picture of this very attractive woman with a double barrel shotgun walking through a meadow, which has turned brown because it's fall. She looks like she's bird hunting, but it says, last month, 34 times more Americans registered for a gun license than Obamacare.
Well, that's right, and I've seen the statistics that it is easier to get accepted at Harvard than to be able to get on the Obamacare exchange. And that's because they only do it with token people to trot out in front of the folks to think that they won the lottery ticket. See, now getting Obamacare is like a lottery ticket. So even though you just get your tiny paycheck cut and you get your tax refund taken and your bank account garnished, it doesn't matter because somebody got it. I heard somebody one day saw a leprechaun and a pot of gold.
Right on. Yeah, I heard that statement you made earlier today. I watch and listen to you every day. I don't miss an episode, period. Okay, that was my statement. I had a suggestion, but I had a, man, I'm losing my mind here. My suggestion is, you're a good listener of good music, rock and roll in particular. There's a version of War Pigs, originally done by Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne, of course, done by Cake. You should check that out and check out the official video. The video is awesome. And
sounds pretty terrorist to me. All right. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Great points. Thank you for holding. Let's talk to Forrest from Virginia. And welcome to the airwaves, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Alex, man? Thanks a lot, dude. You're freaking awesome. I love you.
No, you're awesome. You're awesome. The government loves you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. Yeah, knock on the door. I'm running out of that. I just wanted to say, you know, these guys, like you said before, they're just totally evil. You know, hopefully the police and these people are going to come to their senses when everything hits the fan and, you know, drop the uniform and put on a John Deere hat. Like, I think a bunch of them are, man. You know, I can't see them turning on their people. So, you know, I'm hoping that's going to happen, but. But, you know, everything you say is right. I've checked you out, and everybody said you're baloney burgers. And I'm telling you what, Alex, you ain't never told me a lie, man. I want to appreciate it. But you think about this. There's two guys on a hill, and with 5,000 people, and they're sitting on a hill, and they're eating fish and bread. And one comes up to him and says, let's go on down the hill, and we can kill them, the 700 soldiers that's taking Jerusalem. We can get rid of them Romans. And Jesus said, back up, Judas. You ain't learned yet, right? So, and that's when Judas turned in Jesus. He was mad. He didn't believe in paying taxes to anybody. You know, Caesar, you know. So Judas was pissed. But even then, Judas had remorse, man. He came back and threw the 30 silver pieces down and said, you know, this is blood money. I don't want all that in the Pharisees. There's blood on your hands, man. And they bought the potter's field, and he went out and hung himself. But he had remorse, man. These guys are scum, evil, Luciferian elite bags, man. And they have no remorse or anything about anything that they do.
I wish you wouldn't use old English. That's when the French Norman took over Brittany. Brittany is just a part of France. But then they took over England and other areas proper. They outlawed the common tongue, so that's why it's seen as dirty and nasty. And so how dare you use the common tongue? But you're absolutely right. And look, most police I talk to are now awake. And military, again, is the most awake group. And then the police are awake as well because they're seeing all this crazy stuff going on. The problem is we've gotten to the point where we can't be compliant. I myself have gotten so comfortable with tyranny that I've even gotten compliant. And just expect it now. And it's not like I shouldn't have the attitude of someday they're going to come just arrest me or kill me in a parking lot and I should just accept it. And no, I mean, I've decided I'm not going to just accept that and just man up and let them drag me off like some martyr. You know, I'll defend myself. And you know, that's people are like, well, that's not anything big. That's common sense. Exactly. We need to recognize we didn't ask for this fight. We didn't look for it. We don't want it to happen. But yeah, many times, you know, walking home from school or whatever, there'd be two or three bullies walking down, and I could easily turn down the street and get home. But you know what? I would just make the decision by the time I was about 11 or 12. You know what? I think I'm going to turn and walk on over to the bullies, and let's just see what happens. And those are the best times of my life. And I found when I was fighting three people, I was a lot stronger than I was fighting one person. And I found the same thing as I grew up in business and life and everything. We have the moral high ground. We have everything. We need to act like it. And, I mean, somebody smarts off at you at a restaurant about something, get in their face, take over the whole place, start talking about the New World Order. Do it in grocery store lines. You know, let me tell you something. I mean, it's time to stop playing games with all these cameras, all this other junk. I'm done. And that's just the way it is. The system's criminal. And we are aiding and abetting it now when we don't nonviolently resist it. So the civil disobedience, folks, it's time. And I'm not going to tell people what they should do or what they should be involved in. But obviously people are smart enough to figure out what's going on in their area. I appreciate your call, sir. Let's talk to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Alex, I'd just like to thank you for waking me up. First-time caller. I've listened for some time, living in southern Alberta. As I listen to a lot of the things that you're uncovering, I kind of scratch my head at times. I wrestle with, can this all be real? What you've done, there was an article some time ago that referenced Canada in regards to what's happening in our own government here. So I'll just quickly share it with you and what it led to. And it certainly ties into the spying that you've been covering today on an unprecedented scale. In the Canadian Economic Action Plan 2013, InfoWars ran a story that Canada's first remedy to deal with any banking difficulties in Canada would be a bail-in type system, the same thing that happened in Cyprus. And I thought, that can't be true. That can't happen in Canada.
Yeah, in fact, give me the headline. I remember that like a month ago when we'll pull it up. What was the headline?
So the thing that caught my attention was...
Hold on. I want to get the headline up on screen for folks. Because you went and checked it out in the rabbit hole, you found it was much worse than we said. I want you to say that in a minute. I know. It's always worse than we can say. There's no way to describe something that's bad. Hold on one second. The headline was something like Canada respond to banking crisis with bail-in. Or just type in Canada bail-in or Canada Cyprus Infowars.com. Search it. I want to show folks the article on screen. Sorry, go ahead.
So I just thought, well, that can't be true. So I looked it up, and I got a copy of the Canadian Economic Action Plan 2013. And I started reading at page 140. You actually listed the page numbers in that story. And that is exactly what it says in the Canadian Economic Action Plan 2013, that the important banks in Canada, if there was any difficulty, they would enact, as is happening globally, a bail-in.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's kind of like the Affordable Care Act cost three or four times what it did before, or the Patriot Act's unpatriotic, or National Defense Authorization destroys our defense, destroys our liberty. We just put the document on screen for TV viewers, radio listeners. We'll give them the headline in a moment. Yes, the plan is a direct global tax to private megabanks. Every country yearly, whatever they want, will be taken out of your bank account. And then it won't matter if you only try to operate on cash. Everything will be taken under Homeland Security that they have in every country now that globalists control. They will take it directly from your employer. And then they will take the exact amount needed to bankrupt you and your family. Because the plan is to totally savage everyone. I'm not kidding. The plan is make you go bankrupt. But in fact, put this back on screen. I'll give the headline to folks. Cyprus-style bail-ins are proposed in new 2013 Canadian government budget. And it's actually worse than that. They say in this that this is what they're going to do. But go ahead.
As you read on, so I thought, well, I better read a little bit more here of what's going on. As you read on in that document and get into page, I believe it's 147, 48, 49, as you read on, it mentions and talks about the Canadian Pension Plan Board. The Canadian Pension Plan is one of the largest pension plans in the world.
And they're going to take that.
In 2012, it was listed at $172 billion, so that's a year ago. Well, you had to be a Canadian to sit on the Canadian Pension Plan Board and make a have the influence of where the investments went nationally and internationally. Well, it appears that they're setting the stage to change the rules that foreigners can sit on the Canadian Pension Plan Board so that we can globally be more informed of what's happening. So
of course.
I don't think Canadians even know that they're setting it up that foreigners would make investment decisions for the Canadian Pension Plan.
Well, here it is in Detroit. They're going to take the pensions and give it to banks. Says Detroit's decision to fend off bankruptcy, pay pensions or banks, and it's all just a fraud. Yeah, no, sir, they're going to take everything. And then when this is all happening, if you don't like it, they're going to call you a terrorist, and then they're going to send a paramilitary group of guys that like to kill people to your house to burn it down. People say, really? No, that's what they train to do. And see, the cops will do it because somebody's going to blow their police station up. You see, the globalists will kill cops and kill military and say, the Liberty Group did it. And then when the cops go out and attack the Liberty Group, the feds won't have to blow up police stations anymore because there'll be a war will start. And then it'll be a real fight. You see how that works?
I do. Alex, just
isn't that sweet, though? Isn't that loving? Isn't that friendly?
Oh,
go ahead.
Well, one last thing, Alex. I know you got lots of callers. So really what I called to today, I got a number of things listed. I'll just call another time. But
No, go ahead. Go to your next point. We like callers that actually have facts.
Emotionally, I'm trying to be prepared. And at times,
you're being robbed by foreign banks and you don't like it? Sounds like you're a terrorist. Why don't you just take some vaccines and roll over and die? Why don't you be trendy?
I'd like to say I'd take the $1 million that you offered to take the shots that I could use that money, but I'm scared to do that.
Well, Piers Morgan didn't take the $1 million to take 1,000 shots either.
So here's the
dilemma. You can buy a big gravestone with $1 million. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'm a pastor in southern Alberta, and I tell people the number one preparation that they need to make is on what terms of Jesus are you?
I agree.
So that's the number one. But then I go on and have conversations of things that I've researched and things that I've heard from you. And people in Canada, I think, I don't know if we're just hiding it better. One of the past leaders of a group in Canada called a government agency called CSEC, which up until just a little while ago, a lot of Canadians didn't even know we had such a thing. They've been in existence for over 50 years.
Well, sir, you're run by a governor general. Your whole government's fake. It's a very beautiful country, great culture. Some of the best people I've ever met are Canadian. And so you're so nice and so good that you are totally blind to the evil sitting right next to you. It's like the German head of armaments, Wernher von Braun, no, that was the head of their rocket program, Albert Speer, said that, the paraphrase, that, you know, he didn't know Hitler was evil because when the devil's got his arm around your shoulder, it's warm, it's inviting, you don't know. He was one of the only guys to not be basically executed and get a shorter prison sentence. But, I mean, that's what it comes down to. I appreciate your call. I'm going to go to the next person. Great calls today. Annie in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty evil right now. I don't want to die and give the earth to Ted Turner.
I don't blame you.
Well, that's a little selfish of me, don't you think?
No, I don't think so. I want to talk to you about the GridX2 shutdown that was scheduled for today and tomorrow.
Yep, they're doing a drill of practicing to turn the East Coast power off. Yep.
Do you think that will actually happen today? Or
no, the feds are just practicing how to turn it off to control us, because turning it back on is the big issue. It's not easy to turn power off and turn it back on. It's an incredible science. The U.S. has been one of the best places to know how to keep power up all the time. Most countries, the power is off, you know, a third of the time. But don't worry, we're going to be like that soon. That's what they're moving us into.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say I'm an elderly 77-year-old great-grandmother, but that doesn't stop me. I'm not dead yet. Whenever I go out shopping, I spread the word about your show and about everything I can think of.
Tell you what, ma'am, stay there, Annie. Got to go to break. I'm going to come right back to you. And it's people like Annie that are going to save us. You've got to talk to everybody you know about the takeover. We'll be right back.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, my problem is I can't come up with headlines as bad as it actually is. I was looking at Kurt Nemo's headline. That's the top link on Infowars.com. Secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. And that's a great headline, but it's not one-tenth as bad as it should be. But I'm not criticizing Nemo coming up with that headline. I can't think of one that describes how truly horrible it is. And we've actually read the documents that no one's allowed to see that WikiLeaks just put out. And it's just the sky's the limit. Why not? I mean, there's not a revolution in the street when some people are getting 500%, 600% increases on their health care. The average person's being kicked off or having it doubled. That's just getting started. I mean, Thomas Jefferson said the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact level you'll put up with. And I know history. I'm a history buff. And, man, let me tell you, we are in deep trouble. And I just keep saying that because you can see it gets worse and worse by the day now. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse because we've let crooks take over. I'm going to go back to Annie, do some overdrive, go to Aaron, Natalie in Australia. We're going to get to everybody here that's been on the board here at least. But briefly, what would that headline be? Secret text of globalist internet treaty leaked? I don't know. Or alert, massive leak. Internet takeover treaty leaked. I don't know. I don't know what you say. People are like, oh, secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. Oh, big deal. All the cops I watch are on shows like The Blacklist. They really care about me on there. The average people in the FBI don't even know what's going on. They're not allowed to know anything. They're compartmentalized, told what to look at, so they don't know about the crime going on right next to them. I mean, do you know about the UN and what they really are into, folks? I mean, I'm not going to even get into it. If you don't know, then fine. Let's just say this. They're the nastiest. They make Jeffrey Dahmer look like an amateur because he was an amateur. And they only bust amateurs. Did I give you an idea? And I'm just giving the New World Order a big middle finger. That's all I can say. I'm going to go back to Annie here in a moment. Briefly, we fund our operation with the products we sell, so we try to sell the very best products competitively as free market terrorists, free market extremists, at the lowest prices. We have the ProPure, Pro-1 systems, the full selection, 20% off the already lowest price. No one. In fact, I was barely able to get authorization from the factory to even do this. This is like 10% lower than any special ever has been. And I don't know how long I can keep it going because it's wildly successful, obviously, and they don't want to run out of supplies. So supply and demand here. The demand's huge, so people are like, why do a special? Well, cause that's what I do. I'm just hardcore free market. Look out. I dominate the market in this because I sell for the lowest price. InfoWarsStore.com, the Pro King, the Nomad, the little ones, the big ones, the picture-based systems, it's all there, or 888-253-3139, promo code WATER20. As in 2.0, as in terrorist. Again, anything good. Mother's milk, terrorist. Cyanide poison, loving, anti-terrorist. Obamacare, rape you? Good. Not defraud you? Terrorist. So there's all sorts of terrorist stuff up there. Survival shield, nascent iodine, discounted. Totally evil, totally terrorist. Totally good for the thyroid. Totally bad. Blocks the fluoride. Oh, that's really bad. Because you need to take that to be brain damaged. So, again, InfoWarsLife.com or 20% off on all the ProPure items. The promo code WATER20. Overdrive coming up. I'm going to go back to Annie, Aaron.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.